Hi, and welcome to another Peach Podcast, a podcast for Peachtree and OneWrite Plus users featuring helpful information, tips, tricks, and suggestions for bookkeepers, business owners, and consultants. You can listen to our archive podcast at peachpodcast.custombiz.com. If you're using QuickBooks, check out my QuickBooks Gal podcast at blog.quickbooksgal.com. Or if you use Microsoft Office Accounting, visit micropodcast.custombiz.com. Today I want to tell you about the new Form I-9, Employment Eligibility Verification Form, that employers are required to use effective December 26, 2007. There have been some significant changes, especially with regard to the acceptable identity documentation. The purpose of the form is to gather and store employment eligibility information for all citizens, U.S. and non. On this form, the employer must verify the employment eligibility and identity documents presented by the employee and record the document information on Form I-9. The list of acceptable documents has been amended in the new 2007 version of the Form I-9, and it will be found on page 4 of that form. With regard to filing, you're not required to file this form. You are required to keep it either for 3 years after the date of hire or 1 year after the employment is terminated, whichever is later. It should be made available for inspection by authorized U.S. government officials. However, keep in mind, there are authorized to look at these forms, not personnel records, so keep it in a separate place. I tend to keep my I-9s in a three-ring binder. I keep them by year, and I put that aside from personnel records. If you want to obtain a copy of this latest form, just go to blog.quickbooksgal.com or any of my websites and click on the links at the bottom of the page. You're going to want to have Adobe Reader in order to download them, and again, there's a link on my podcast. Some of the significant changes to the new Form I-9 are 5 documents have been removed from List A of the list of acceptable documents. Those include Certificate of U.S. Citizenship, Certificate of Naturalization, the Alien Registration Receipt Card, the Unexpired Reentry Permit Form, Unexpired Refugee Travel Document. One was added to that list, and that would be the Unexpired Employment Authorization Document. Now, all the employment authorization documents with photographs have been consolidated as one item on List A. Instructions regarding Section 1 on Form I-9 now indicate that the employee is not required to give you his or her Social Security number in Section 1 of the I-9 unless he or she is employed by you or participates in E-Verify. Employers may now sign and retain forms electronically. Take a look at page 2 of your instructions to find out how to do that. There is one important note. There is a Spanish version of this form, but it's only acceptable to be filled out and retained by employees and employers in Puerto Rico. If you are in any of the other 50 states or U.S. territories, you may use it as a reference, but the only official copy accepted would be one completed in English and retained to prove that you've met those eligibility requirements. Again, you can go to my blog to find links to either the English or Spanish versions. I hope you find this information helpful. If you have questions or comments, send me an email at jane@quickbooksgal.com. I appreciate your time and hope you join me next time for another in our Peach Podcast series. I'm Jane Miller, the QuickBooks Gal and your Peachtree Pro. Thanks for listening.